Laura Nelson, the energy advisor to the governor and the executive director of Utah's Office of Energy Development, said the office has organized plans for the money.
We really have elevated the energy conversation in Utah. We're honored to have been chosen for these two grants, and we're certainly committed to delivering solid reports and outcomes from the money we receive.
The first grant was awarded to Utah's OED for its energy planning proposal. The grant is aimed at creating a multi-state partnership throughout the West to find more efficient energy systems for the region.
We had a partnership with three other states, Colorado, Idaho, and Montana, in really highlighted the regional significance of this initiative. So I think that showed good regional engagement, good regional support for that initiative, and we do have those partners.
The second grant will fund local communities, and the OED plans to use this money, in part, to start the Energy Wise Community Program, in which Ogden will be the first. The program is designed to create a targeted energy efficiency and resiliency plan for these participating communities. The plan has been in the works before, but without funding, its future was unsure.
Funding is what really positioned us to deliver on this local community commitment.
Governor Gary Herbert released an energy action plan for Utah in May, outlining 10 core goals for the state. And Nelson said these two grants fulfill goals 5 and 8 from the plan: continued improvement in Utah energy efficiency investments and expanding regional engagement.
Our mission as an office is to advance Utah's energy and also its minerals economy to the benefit of the citizens of Utah. And so that action plan was really meant to capture the deliverables to realize that mission. So those are two specific goals in the Energy Action Plan that are very much complemented and supported by these two grants.
With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Lauren Bennett.